We must decrease, God must increase. John the Baptist's statement that he must increase, but I must decrease. While this seems to be a simple statement, it is remarkable, and it is one of the most worthy statements ever made. In making this statement, John showed tremendous humility and understanding of God's design. We too must say to Christ Jesus, "You must increase, but I must decrease." This means Christ must become greater while we become lesser. With this statement, we acknowledge that a ministry guided by Christ is most preeminent. A ministry guided by ourselves is much, much lesser. It is a natural thing for us to want to be the forerunner, the one who goes before. But we must learn to step out of the way and let Jesus work through us to fulfill his own will in his own way. It is so easy for us to want to show God how to do his own will. And we expend a great deal of effort trying to do just that. John the Baptist showed us by his example that there is a much better way. He showed us how to graciously step aside and to allow God to fulfill his mighty will. Even more importantly, John showed us how to exalt God and humble ourselves before God. This is obviously an important characteristic in God's sight. God resents the proud, but gives grace to those who are humble. James 4, verse 6. When we get out of the way and let God accomplish what he intends, then much can be done. So then, let's bow before the Almighty in fervent prayer and ask him that through Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit to show us how to decrease so that he might increase. For information on this and other topics, please contact us at llhinc@gmail.com. That's llhinc@gmail.com. This is Fred Murphy from Lifelong Health in Atlanta, Georgia, saying bye for now and be blessed.